There are then based on the days at the bottom. The Atem Iatem came. They went out with the Gevura of their warriors and they lost, and you're not like that. The Kol Kach Lama was to say that you come Benitzchon Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, May Hashem, the Kol Kinuyav Munachim Ba'aron, because Shem Hashem and all of the Kinuyim were written in the and put in the Aron. So it's Mamish like the Rebbe Mishum went out with them Mamish. The Chenu Omer, Vayishlach Osam Moshe Elefamata Litzava, Osam the Espinchas, Osam Elo Hasanhedrin. Osam, they sent them, not just the soldiers, but he sent the Sanhedrin. Pinchas the Mashuach Muchama. Pinchas was the Mashuach Muchama. Uklei HaKodesh the Aron Veluchos Shebo, that's the Klei HaKodesh is the Aron, the Luchos inside it. And there's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether this Aron was the real Aron that was in the Mikdash, in the Mishkan, and they took it out for war, or it was a separate, different Aron where the Shivre Luchos were. There were two different Aronos. The Chatzos of Satrua Elo HaShofros. That's what went out with them. Tana, lo lechinam holach Pinchas l'melchama, elo lipara din avi imo. Pinchas went out with them in order to avenge the din of his mother's father. Shenemar v'hamidonim machru osal Mitzrayim. Right, that Pinchas came from Yosef, on his mother's side. Right, obviously he was a Kohen. He came from the Kohuna, but from Levi. But on his mother's side, right, avi imo, he came from Yosef, and he went to avenge the fact that he was sold by Yosef was sold by the Midianim. Where it says the name of the Pinchas from Yosef, Pinchas came from Yosef. Elazar ben Aaron lokach lo mibnos putia lo leisha. Elazar, who was Pinchas' father, took a wife from Putiel. My love the osim miyisro shepite magolim lavodus chachovin. Lechora, his mother's side came from Yisro. Not from Yosef. And why was he called Putiel? Shepitim Agolim Avodas Kochavim. That in his youth he fattened up Agolim for Avodas Kochavim. So it says, lo. Mi Yosef Shepit Beit B'Yitzro. No, Putiel is that he came from Yosef Shepit Beit B'Yitzro. He, what's it called, overpowered his Yetzer Hara and made little of it. Aiva Haloshvotim Avazin also. Re'isim Ben Putizeh. Ben Shepitim Avi Imo Agol Navozachovim. Maisa's not, that's not the case. Putiel means he came from Yisro, and the Shvatim therefore Mavaza him, and they said, look at this guy whose grandfather was Mefatim Agolim Lavodazora, that's why he killed the Nosi B'Yisrael. Yarog Nosi B'Yisrael, they were Chosha, that he did it not with the purest intentions, but he did it because he came from Yisro, from Avodazora, so he had these negative intentions when he killed Zimri. So when it says no, both are true. Ela iavua de ime mi Yosef, ime de ime mi Yisro. On his mother's side, he came both from Yosef and from Yisro. Either his mother's mother was from Yisro and his mother's father was from Yosef, or the opposite. Ime de ime mi Yosef, avua de ime mi Yisro. Dekanami dechsi mibnos putiel. Trey Mashma. There's two reasons why he was called Putiel. One, Shepitpeit B'Yitzro, Yosef, and the other, Shepitpeitem Agolim Lavodazora, Shema Minah. Okay, Rashi. Shepitpeit, Zilzil. Right, he made little of his Yetzer Hara, the Kovash also. He conquered his Yetzer Hara, but lo Chashvo. He didn't consider it something important that he has to follow his Yetzer Hara. That his deed came from his being Ben Aaron HaKohen, not from being from the progeny of Yisro. Trei puti, medloksi putael, without a yud. In fact, it says a yud hints to two reasons why he was called, they were called Mibnei Putiel. Okay. The Dibru Ashotim El Ha'om Lemor, Miha Isha Shabona Bayis Chodesh Velo Chanocho Yelech Liyosh Leveso. Then the Shotrim, we'll see that really the Kohanim say this, the Kohen Mashuach says this, but the Shotrim, what's it called, pass it on to the people. Whoever built a house, a new house, and wasn't Mechanech the house, should go home. Echod Abona Bayis Vesa Tevin, it doesn't have to be a regular house for dwelling, but a house that could be for dwelling. Beis HaTeven, Beis HaBokor, Beis HaEitzim, these are all storage houses. Beis HaOtzros, that also is included. Echad HaBonev, Echad HaLokech, you didn't have to actually build it. If you bought a house, the Echad HaYoresh, or you inherited a house, the Echad Shenosel Maton, or somebody gave you a house. It doesn't have to be that you actually built it, but it's new for you. Somebody who planted a kerem and didn't come to the fourth year already where he was mechalal the kerem, the mechalal the netter of ay. Echad hanoteh kerem vechad hanoteh chamisha iloni machal. Doesn't have to be only be a kerem. It could be any five fruit trees. Vafilu michamesh saminim, even five different varieties. Echad hanoteh, the echad hamavrich, the echad hamarkiv. It doesn't have to be that you planted it. But it could be that you, it was already planted and you were mavrich, where you take the shoots and put them under the ground and make another tree from those shoots. The echot hamarkiv, or you, took a tree and grafted onto another tree. The echot halokeach, or you bought a keren. The echot hayoresh, or you inherited. The Echad Shenosel Matana was given to you as a present. All of those is a new kerem to you, and you weren't mechalal it, you go home. Miho Isha Sher Eras Isha. Echad Ma'aris is a psula. Doesn't make a difference if you made Erasin with a basula. The Echad Ma'aris is a almona. Or you married you made Erasin with an almona. Afilu Shomeris Yavam. Even your Shomeris Yavam. Your brother died and left you his wife, and you didn't yet, make Ibu. So she also is like an Arusa. Even if you heard that your brother died and his wife fell to you for Yibum in the midst of the war, you go home. Choser, Ubolo, Kol Elu ve'elu shomin divrei kohen me'archi milchama ve'chosrin u'mesapkin mayim mazun u'mesapkin sadrachim. All of these people have to come into the battle. They hear what the kohen says and they go back, but they don't go back home. They go back to be out of the battle itself, but to be part of the war effort, and they draw water and give supplies to the people who are fighting. The elu she'enam choser, and these are the people who don't go back, even though they're in a similar situation. Habona beishar achsadrum bepesas. He builds a place that's not fit for dwelling. A beishar. These are only places of passage. You pass through them. You don't live there, and you don't store anything there. Achsadra mirpeset hanotea arba iloni machal the chamisha iloni srak. You only planted four trees of fruit, not five, or even five, but they're not fruit trees. Hamarzeres grushoso, a person who brings back a woman that he divorced, so that's not considered like a new wife. Almona lekoin gadol grusha vechalutza koin gadol. Or a almana was a rusa to a kohen gadol. He's not allowed to take her in. And the same thing goes with a grusha and a chalutza to a kohen hedyot. Mamzeres and nesin liyisrael. Or mamzeres nesina, he made erusin. He's not allowed to finish off the marriage. They're also to him. Bas yisrael and mamzel nesin. All these cases are chayvei lavin. Lo hayachoser. In those cases, he wouldn't go back from the battle. What? No, it's just, what's it called? It could be that he doesn't have to go into the battle. The Kohanim didn't fight except the Kohen Moshuach Milchama. But anything similar to that, in other words, we're not talking about that specific case, any Chai Velavim, just like a Kohen Gadol, whatever. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af HaBone Bayis Al Mechono, Lo HaYachoser. A person rebuilt his house to the exact specifications that the first one was. Also not a new house. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Af HaBone Bayis Levenim B'Sharon Lo HaYachoser. In the Sharon, they didn't build houses out of bricks because the ground was very unsteady. And it says the Kohen Gadol used to daven for them that shelo yu bateyim kivreyim, and the houses would fall in if they built them from bricks. So it wasn't a bayis shel kayom; it wasn't something that was going to last. So if you built a house of bricks in the Sharon, you didn't go back. Elu she'ein zozim koman. There's some people though who don't even go into the battle at all and then go back and give supplies. They bechlal stay home. Who are those? Bona bayis the chanocho. He built a house and he was mechanechit. So the first year stays home. Bechlal. Not a kerem vechilolo. He was notea kerem and he was mechalalit. That first year, he stays home. No seas arusoso. Right? Hakonis es yivimto. you married the woman. So halacha is 1 year nyaki elaveso. You don't, what's it called? You don't go into the army bichlal, right? The first year after you're married. And same thing, konis yishivimto. Shenemar noki elaveso shana echas. Lebeso zebeso. So we learn from this pasuk, it's only talking about a person who gets married, but a person who builds a house also. The first year after he builds a house, he doesn't go into the army at all for anything, even to give supplies. He doesn't have to go and then go back. When he hears the hachraza, he just stays home. Yiye zekarmo. Yiye is an extra thing if he plants a vineyard. Veshimach es ishto zeishto. That's where he gets married. Asher lokach lohavi es yudimto. Even a yavama, even a yibum. Ein maspike maimus. Mazon v'emesakna zrachim. They don't give supplies. They don't fix up the roads for the people who are in battle. They just stay home and enjoy their wife, their kerem, and their house the first year. Rashi. Beis ha'otzros, lo'otzros, yayin, shemen, the tvua. Right? If you built a storehouse, that also is considered a place of dwelling. Ve'echad ha'lokeach bayis bonui. You bought a built house. Shari etzlo hu chodesh. It's a you, it's a new house. The Gemara is going to learn it from Psukim that it's not only Bona Bayis Chodosh, but anybody who has a new house, even if he didn't build it. Chamishi Loni Machal, Tebohochi Havi Keren, Shtayim Keneged Shtayim, Va'achas Yotzi Zonov. Any kind of fruit trees that are planted two opposite two and one going out like a tail, that's called a Keren. So it'd be a Keren, it could be a Keren of oranges. Vafilu Mehe minim mitstarfin. All five different kinds of fruit trees are mitstarfin. Chilalo bishnasar avias lemtiyoso shechilas aperos bimos kederach maisosheni. What do you do with the fourth year? The 3 years is orla. The fruit that grows in the fourth year, you have to machal like maisosheni. You bring it to Yerushalayim. Umalis hamos Yerushalayim vaochlet, and you buy food there and eat it in Yerushalayim, just like maisosheni. Kedasiv kodesh ilulim. The Gomer Kodesh Kodesh B'Maiser. We learn Kodesh Kodesh B'Maiser that you do the exact same thing with Netter Ravai that you do with Maiser Sheni. Kol Elu Shomim Divrei Kohen Ma'archei Melchama V'Chozrin. Kamo Shomim Divrei Ma'archei Melchama Shel Kohen. They go in, they hear what the Kohen, announces to the legions going into battle. Kolomar Sha Kohen Omer Lohen. Srak Kigon Arozim Shikmim She'enam Eitzpri. Trees that don't bear fruit, those don't count. The hamarz grushoso, the irso eno choser. He, what's it called, ma'aris, his original wife that he divorced. That also you don't go back. She eno chadoshla, it's not a new wife. Who krah aisha chadosha kopi? You see, ki ikach isha chadosha. Almona the irso koin gadol eno choser b'shvila. Right, Almona and the Kohen Gadol was Maris, he wouldn't go back. If he would go into war, he wouldn't go back for that. And therefore, the imut mivalo lakacha, midloksi velo lokach. Lo lakacha means he's allowed to marry her, he's not allowed to marry her, he's not allowed to consummate the marriage. Al mechono, sosro beno, bemidor ishona eno choser. If he rebuilt a house to the exact specifications that the first one was, that's not called a new house. The lav chodeshu, however, lo chidesh vahosif alav. He didn't make anything new, just a repeat of the old house. Afilu etzleinu chodesh. The gora me alokei avayoreshes. It's worse than buying a house or inheriting a house for you. It's new. Here, it's the same house you had before. You just rebuilt it. Afabone bayis levenim b'sharon, makom hu shishmo sharon. The name of a place, area in Eretz Yisrael. Vein akarke yofel levenim. And the ground isn't good to build with bricks. Velohavi dover kayoma. She pamayim tzorich lechadsha b'sheva shonim. In 7 years, twice in 7 years, those houses would fall down. They have to rebuild them. So it wasn't a good thing to build with bricks. The elu she'en zozim komam. The hanach de le'el hochim ad l'svar. V'sham shomim divrei kohen. V'chozrim min ha'maroch l'eretz Yisrael. Right? The first group went till the border, heard what the kohen said, and then went home and didn't go home. But they were, what's it called, they went and made supplies and fixed the roads for the soldiers. The einam chozim v'teim, elo oskin b'sipuk mayim u'mozim l'hochei mukhamba. The elu ein zozim mukham. These are the people who, when they hear that they're going into battle, they don't leave their house at all. They don't have to go and then go home Oh, and give supplies. They bechlal don't leave their house at all. Afilu lechasar asfar v'loshuv l'apikohe. Habone bayis v'chanocho v'lo darbo adayin shana. He didn't live there a year. First year that you build a new house and you've already been mechanechet, the first year you're free from army service. The chena notea keren v'chilalo v'adayin lo over shanas revius olav shlema. Right? He's already mechalalet, but he's still in the midst of the fourth year. Noki yele beso b'shvil beso yihye ribuyhu hosif l'cha havoy acheres lios kazu. Not only a house, but a kerem also. Okay. Tana Rabbana. The Dibru HaShotrim. Yochol Dvorim Shalasman. I might think the Shotrim are the ones who say these things, whoever built the house or whatever, themselves. Kshu Omer v'yosvu HaShotrim Hari Dvorim Shalasman. Right? The last things are the things that the Shotrim say on their own. Right? Emor Umani Makayim v'Dibru HaShotrim b'Dibrei Mashuach Muhammad. The Mashuach Muhammad says it first, and then they spread the word throughout the camp. Okay, so Kohen Daber v'Shoter Mashmia. The Kohen says it, and the Shotrim then spread the word further. Tani Chada Kohen Medaber v'Shoter Mashmia. We have one brisa says the Kohen said it, and the Shoter spread it like a maturgaman. The Tanya Idach, another brisa said Kohen Medaber v'Kohen Mashmia. The Kohen said, and the Kohen was the one then who spread it out. The Tanya Idich, a third brisa says, Shoter Medaber v'Shoter Mashmia. The Shoter speaks and he spreads it out. The Kohen's not involved b'chlal. Omer Abaye Hakeit. So they're talking about three different things. There are three different announcements that are made. One the Kohen does himself. One the Kohen does and the Shoter, spreads the word. And one the Shoter says and spreads the word. The first things, the nigash, it says a kohen, he says that and he spreads the word. Mivadibru ad v'yosfu, right, from the dibru, it says the dibru ashotrim. It's not really the shotrim. The shotrim are just the ones who spread the word. Then kohen medabra v'shotrim mashmiya. That's where the kohen says it and the shotrim spread the word. From what it says after the pasuk, the yosfu hashotrim, that they say and they spread the word. Yochel dvorim shalatzman, yochel shadvorim halolu shehem omrim miha ish asher bona bayis shalatzman hein. They say it and they spread the word. V'lo hayakohen omran el hashotrim. I might think that they say this and the kohen didn't say it. No, Talmud Lomar v'yosvu hashotrim l'daber al ha'am. The Amru mihaish. The yosvu mamash dover zeh hey mosifim mishalohem. But not the original thing the Kohen said. Hari dvorim shel atzman Amru shadover hazeh levado hey mosifim ala shel Kohen. Midaad hashta gabe nota v'gabe iris isha loksi v'yosvu v'hochaksi v'yosvu hashotrim. Shema minoa ad heina divrei Kohen v'ezu hey mosifim. They just said, Miha Isha Yori Varach Levav, that's the Yosfu Hashvotrim, that they say alone. The Kohen doesn't speak about people who are over Avera. Right, we'll see in one second. But the Kohen speaks about people who built houses, married women, and were Notea Kerem. That the Kohen says, and the Shotrim spread. The last thing, it says the Yosfu Hashotrim, and they say whoever is afraid to go back, that only the Shotrim say. Homani Mekayim V'Dibru Hashotrim, bibona v'not of the iris, b'divrei mashuach mochama kos b'daber. Shakoin omer v'ashotrim mashmiin osan. Mi v'nigash ad v'dibru, dehainu shma Yisrael atem kreivim ad lahoshiaschem. That only the Kohen says, and he spreads the word. Mi ha'ish ribu Yehud. The mot. We didn't get it yet. Okay, let's go on. Tana rabbana, asher bona ein liel asher bona. I may what's it called? I might think that what's it called that you have to build the house in order to be exempt. Lokach v'yorash v'nitin lo matana menayin. How do you know even if it's a new house that you bought or somebody gave you as a present or you inherited? Talmud lomar mi ha'ish asher bona bayis. Right, it's a ribui. Could have said mi asher bona bayis. Right, Rashi. Mi ha'ish ribuyahu d'motzi l'michta mi asher bona umedlok siv asher bayis bona. Darush Bay Bona Mikom Makom. Any way that you built it, any way that it was built or given to you or you inherited, Why does it say a bias? To tell me it has to be a place of dwelling, not a place just of passage. All of these places are hallways, then they can't live in them, you just use them as passage. Places that you use for storage, they're considered for a dwelling, right? Use it for storage, that's also called dwelling. Even places that aren't for storage or for dwelling, just for passage, right? Lomar bias, ma bias, Talmud Lomar bias, ma bias, haroi ledira, af kol haroi ledira. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer bias kamashmo. Okay, we'll save this for tomorrow, but, okay, save this for tomorrow.